Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork. I'm the host. And what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. All right, welcome to another This Week in Silverlight, where we talk about all things Silverlight. This time, we're talking about the big news in Silverlight from this past week. I'm joined, as always, with my guests, hosts, Brian Henderson, Kelly White. Hey, guys.
Hi, Eric.
Kelly, no hi for me?
Well, we can be friends.
We can be friends, just not high-bye friends. I get it. I understand.
No BFF.
So this week, a nuclear explosion in the Silverlight news world. Nuclear explosion. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Am I allowed to talk about this? Mossy Blog?
Mossy Blog. Mr. Scott Barnes, who used to work at Microsoft and now does not.
He's down under.
He has a sort of tell-all. You can follow his Twitter history to see what's going on. He gives some inside details you don't usually see on a fight inside of Microsoft. It's kind of interesting stuff. We want to acknowledge it's out there. It's important to know, and Brian was pointing this out before the show, it's important to know that Scott is entirely supportive of Silverlight. So he's hoping that Silverlight does really well long into the future. And I think he'll even tell you he thinks it will. Although, we'll talk to him. We'll get the firsthand story. Is that fair enough, guys?
That's fair enough. I would say he's very passionate around designer and Silverlight in general.
Let's start talking about the other news that happened, Brian.
I think Kelly, you tweeted that this morning. Just some phone stuff leaking out somewhere.
There's no news there, right? I mean, so if you follow that link, you know, people are saying that the phone is supposed to be released to retailers, or at least the OS is supposed to be released to retailers on the 11th. I don't know what that means. I mean, there's still no dates for devices here, right? We're going to get devices sometime in October, and vendors will sell them. Yeah, no news here. Move on.
Yeah, the only official news for Microsoft is early October, but no official dates. But the good news is last Wednesday, internally at Microsoft, the RTM, the build for the OS, so that's good news.
Did you see that they had a funeral for iPhone and Android up at campus? At the end of that, we should say, you know, congratulations to the team for getting that done. I mean, that is a big feat.
You got to give credit to Dave Campbell. Awesome stuff. Almost coming up on 1,000 posts here. And he went back and just for March through August, the top people have posted on there. So anybody that had like more than 3 or 4 posts, just a nice list of names and links to their post. So great stuff.
Are we like top of the list? I don't even want to ask.
I think we're on the list a couple times. He's mentioned us, so when we have good shows, we're on there.
That implies something. All right, let's move on through. What else we got?
So Jesse Liberty, right? He's got a series of blog posts out. We talked before about his iPhone to Windows Phone 7 posts, but now he has this great Silverlight competency test. We might have talked about this before. And he's up to four tests now. That developers should be able to complete in about an hour, you know, if they know Silverlight.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
So if you're looking at doing some hiring, maybe that would be something you could use. Wink, wink. Anyway, next.
Also, Dan Wallin is doing a nice little tutorial on MVVM on the LinkedIn.net user group. And I believe that's Wednesday coming up here, Wednesday, September 15th. So depending when the show airs, hopefully we get it out there before then.
Cool.
A little plug for myself. Create a little thing called Silverlight Daily. Have about 300 Silverlight enthusiasts, the Twitter and blog stuff, and just a little automation, pull that stuff together and create a little one-page newspaper each day. So you can check that out on the Silverlight Daily.
Oh, wow. That's really cool, Brian. All right. Fluid layouts. Who put this up there?
I threw that in there. Just a nice little 8-part ongoing series. Forgive me if I pronounce the name, but I think Mosoleum Raishat from Saudi Arabia. Just a nice tutorial series, and it's an ongoing series to talk about layout and different things with Silverlight. So great coverage.
Cool.
Go ahead. So Eric, you know who Scott Davis is, right?
Scott Davis, Minneapolis. Yeah, that guy's awesome. Took me ice fishing.
Cool.
Yeah. So he tweeted today that he spent a little bit of time 2 weeks ago up on campus there at Microsoft helping review the new Silverlight exam, certification exam. And so what I want to really draw attention to is that there's going to be a Silverlight certification exam coming out here shortly in a couple months or whatever, which I think that helps validate the community. It validates the technology. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you're right. I mean, I think once you have the certs, once you have the books, once you have, you know, the community surrounding it, it just makes it all more real. I mean, Silverlight is still pretty cutting edge. It was only 2 years ago that we got the first real usable versions of Silverlight, the first good versions of Silverlight. And, you know, it's good to see the community grow. Although, the way you introduced that, I feel a little bit like maybe we just outed Valerie Plame. So, next.
I think any certification or any training around that, it does a good job setting the base level of knowledge you need to get, you know, familiar with the tools and just familiar with the skills around that. So just hearing about that is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Dude, I didn't out Valerie Plame. He got permission to say that, to tweet that. I was up there with him, and so were some other guys. It was a lot of fun. Anyways.
You awesome. Just outed yourself.
It's your fault.
Fired. Rumors. All right. So we're on to rumors, right? Like, we polish off the news.
This one, the last thing, I just wondered if you guys saw the Jetpack theme that came out last week. It's one of the most awesome themes so far. So,
yeah, Tim posted that. That was an awesome sort of unexpected thing. That was pretty cool. All right, rumors. So we're talking a lot about Windows Phone because Windows Phone version 7, completely new version of Windows Phone, it runs Silverlight. And so who put this up there? Are Windows Phones next? Next what?
There's just some news about Walmart having their own call-in plans. So, you know, they sell iPhones and iTouches and stuff like that. So is Walmart going to have Windows phones too?
Oh, so that'd be cool. That would be cool. I mean, I think everybody... I mean, do we know the full list of, like, Windows phones? Like, it's a huge list, right? Like, it's not five. It's closer to, like, 10 or more.
Yeah, there's, like, 9 or 10 official, you know, carriers.
Gee whiz. It's going to be great. It's going to be big. Nothing else is going to be big. All right. The Ryzen 4. And we'll post a link to the whole, what we are calling Barnesgate 2010. we'll post a link to that, the rise and fall of Microsoft's UX platform. And I think that's a wrap for this week, guys.
One last question for Kelly. When can I get my phone?
You come to PDC and you're going to get a free phone. That's what I heard, right?
Okay, I'll take your word on that. Cool.
That's what he heard from some hobo. All right, guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 3 or Silverlight 4, check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's where we have information about Silverlight consulting and development. If you're interested in training, check out the Silverlight Tour, where I'm an instructor.